Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so excited to be here with you today. We have a very exciting and wonderful guest, and I'm really thrilled that we've jumped into summer. We just had the solstice the other day. It's the 27th of June. Beautiful, beautiful summer ahead, and I'm certainly looking forward to enjoying it. So let me introduce my guest. Her name is Alona Selke. She's going to share about how to manifest what she wants into your life. She's learned how to do that through the years. She started manifesting when she was about 10 years old. She was fascinated with the concept of it. Now she's an internationally best-selling author, a seminar leader, a lecturer, a musician, and CEO and co-founder of Living from Vision since 1988. She is also the owner and creator of Shambhala Retreat Center on the North Shore of Bali. Welcome to the show, Alona. How are you today?
Thank you, Mari. I love being here, and I want to appreciate you. Thank you for the intro. You know, I admire people like you who make it their point to be a lighthouse, sharing this information for free to all the people across the planet, because don't learn this stuff in universities. And that's why I've made it my point, and you are, and I are working together to help people learn this and learn as much as possible to make a better life, because the 101 on how this universe ticks is not taught for political and religious reasons. How it really ticks, that will be our job on the, you know, in the private sector, which is why we love your radio station, which is why we love the books we write and read. So I thank you for having me. Thank you, Mari.
Oh, that's so sweet, Alona. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you do.
Oh, yeah, like you mentioned, at age 10, I had figured out, you know, in a really, I was fascinated by a wondrous story of Aladdin and the lamp, you know, the magic genie. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I imagined that I could do miracles. And I tried my own luck at it without having that genie to rub on, that lamp. And I noticed, like most people, I think, will have noticed sometimes in our lives, it appears as if all the things we don't want are manifesting instead of what we want. So I thought, oh, this must be cool. You know, everything I don't want, I get. I was very excited. Instead of getting despondent, I thought, well, I'm just going to make good use of this new law that I discovered. And I used it, and I set up a scientific experiment, and I set a time frame, and I said, every day I'm going to visualize and tell the universe, God in my case at that time, I was 9 and a half, 10 years old. I was walking every day to school, so I had plenty of time. I told the universe exactly what I did not want. So I thought, okay, I want a bike for Christmas, and let's just say that I really want this, but since I get what I don't want, I have to tell the universe I don't want the bicycle. So I busied myself with scientific research, you know, at age 10, you know. Okay, so I'm visualizing, no bicycle, don't, dear universe, absolutely no bicycle for Christmas. And this is the hidden law that most of us learn in a roundabout way. We don't get what we don't want. We get what our mind is focused on. And when I said, right, I do not want a bike, what did I visualize? What? A bike. You know, how do you not visualize a bike? Like, exactly. Like, if I say, don't think about a pink elephant, what do you think about? You have to conjure up the pink elephant first in order not
Absolutely.
To think about it. You know? So, same is about gaining weight or losing weight or whatever people want. They have to usually, here's the real trick I discovered in a roundabout way. We don't really get what we don't want. We get what we focus on, because the universe doesn't hear and know. Whether we say it positively or negatively almost means nothing, as long as we are actually engaging our mind in seeing and feeling. And see, they have done research with sports people, and they discovered the trick to visualizing is, well, they divided it between three groups. The players who didn't practice, the players who practiced physically, then they had a group that practiced visualizing, seeing themselves from the outside. Let's say I'm a volleyball player, and I see myself playing volleyball, and then another group play volleyball, but imagine hitting the ball and jumping up and being inside myself as I am playing volleyball. And guess which group by far did the best? Which one do you think did the best? The one who didn't visualize, the one who physically practiced, the one who visualized it from the outside, or the one who watched it from the inside happening? Which one?
Well, I already heard about the study, but the one who visualized it from the inside happening, they saw themselves doing it.
Exactly.
Succeeding, winning the
point. Exactly. Yeah. And so it is, you know, we oftentimes see movies as if we're looking off from the outside. And we have to be, and I've written about this in my various books. One of them is the latest one, Dream Big, The Universe is Listening. But another one was Dolphin's Destiny, and another one was Wisdom of the Dolphins, where I describe the secret of miraculous events. So this is like moving from bicycle to like moving trash cars in 20 minutes off my street in Hawaii. And the story is written up in my books, but I sat down to meditate. My neighborhood already told me, no, it won't work. The police doesn't care. I've called the mayor. Nobody's moving these junk cars. And I was living at this pristine near a dolphin beach by a forest reserve. And I had suddenly three junk cars dropped in. When I came back, I used to go there with my husband for the winter time. All the three junk cars had already been there for 3 months. So I sat down and applied the same principles. But here is what I've discovered over time, Mari. If we visualize, you know, I want this, I, it is one thing. And of course, you get results when you put yourself in the center of the movie. So I visualized the end result, not getting a crane to move those cars, not calling the whatever tow truck. No, I visualized the end result. This is trick number two. If I can tell your audience something, let's all remember this. Your end result is what you want to feel in advance every single day for 5 minutes. Just give yourself 5 minutes of luxury of daydreaming. And I visualized 20 minutes, a clean street. And suddenly there was a noise. And within that half hour, the cars had been picked up. Now,
wow.
Of course, you can say coincidence. But what I have to say is, after doing this over and over and over again, the changes that we create in our lives are always a representation of what we believe we deserve, of what we believe in our core bones. And even if I want to say, you know, I have 10 millions, I have 10 millions or whatever, I think I can maximally hold 3 million. And 3 million, when I think 3 million, I feel comfortable in my bones, comfortable in my spine, comfortable down to my toes, comfortable in my heart, and I feel connected to God. And God says yes. When all that happens, there is a big yes from the universe and a big yes from inside my body. You get that expansive, rising energy in your side, in yourself, whatever your goal is, you know, and that will manifest. Whatever, all parts of you, your soul, your divine heart and your human essence, your beliefs, even the negative self-talk, wherever they can all agree, that's where we will create consciously, intentionally. We do it all the time.
Wow.
So I really, you know, the divine is a huge component. So I know you probably want to dive into that in a minute, but that's how I got to manifesting. I hope that was not too long of an answer, but the script enough for us all to get something.
I think it's a perfect answer, because you started out with a little piece of the puzzle or of the secret, like you say, but like you so eloquently put, it's what we're focusing on good or bad, wanted or unwanted. That's what's coming into our life. And I really love what you just shared about, you know, with the cars that were moved. You weren't trying to figure out how they would get moved. You weren't making phone calls. You weren't doing anything other than
Right. Seeing
a beautiful, clean street. And not too many
teachers of
these kind of principles tell this. This is the true secret of it, that you have to not only see it, but feel what it is like now to have a beautiful street with no cars in the way and just be joyful about it, and boom, there it happens. So you truly have shared one of the secret of manifestation and creation that most people don't get or understand, and hardly anybody teaches, to be honest with you. So thank you for that.
Right.
Let's
actually
talk a little,
yeah, exactly.
Ahead.
It was included in the book by Jack Canfield, you know, the Chicken of the Soup
author. Yes.
He puts that a chapter of mine that teaches even the step-by-steps on it in the book, The Big Secret. And that is why it was chosen, because, you know, we can all learn it. We practice, but we need to learn. And, you know, there are some very simple things we can do, even if we have not that great of ambition, if we just want to get started. Go ahead. So I just wanted to let you know that was The Big Secret. It was called by Jack Canfield. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so let's talk just for a second, and we'll get back to all that, about authenticity, since this is called Dare to Be Authentic. How does authenticity fit into this for you?
Beautiful question. You know, it's claiming you as the center part of your reality. And it's only able to work when we're not pretending. Pretending requires or pleasing or always thinking about everybody else, for example, which women tend to do, or pretending to be someone else that we're not. If we're not loving ourselves, then we're not going to dare to ask the universe to fulfill our dreams. So being authentic has to do with going, I'm good. And if I'm not perfect, I'll get there. You know, yes, maybe I will, you know, I need to improve this or that aspect of myself. That's what life is about. We are here to evolve and improve. But in the meantime, who we are is this beautiful consciousness that's given the steering wheel of the car of our life. And we can just sit down and say, you know, I'm sitting here. It's my awareness. I look out of my eyes. I look out of my life. And I have the choice to be whatever I want to be. But first of all, the very first thing is to say, I'm pretty darn good the way I am. I mean, I may not be perfect, because all the people who have six in their star charts, you know, the numerology, they're going to say, well, I'm never going to be perfect. No, it's not about perfection. It's about feeling ourselves right now, even if we're angry. Vern Wolf, my teacher, used to say, Dr. Vern Wolf, a teacher of holodynamics, said, if you're depressed, dance at the ceiling. Because what I've discovered through his work, and I studied psychotherapy along with meditation and how to reach God. So I've combined and understood the power of reaching high divine soul states, which is now secret number two. The more we refine the presence, the authentic presence of luminous consciousness in ourselves, when we get in touch with that, and that's the first basis of our self-love. It's not who we are. It's not what we do. It's that we are. It's just the willingness to show up, and do our best or aim for our highest, but becoming that conscious light, and that we can train. And I've trained people for the last 35 years in honing the soul awareness signal. It's not in the seven chakras, although we need to practice balancing them, but it's above and outside of time and space. But it's like the eighth chakra. Let's call it the eighth chakra. Some people call it the 12th chakra. Whatever you want, I call it the soul diamond. And you enter that dominion and you learn how to feel that. I remember I was 21, piercing through what I thought was the noosphere of planet Earth, like a crust, the noosphere, the different stratospheres. Edgar Mitchell called it the noosphere, the knowing, the knowledge, the Akashic field. I burst through that time-space memory and came out. And I encourage all of us to take that metaphor, burst through to the realm where you truly are just you conscious. No garments, no name, no title. And there, if you hone that signal, that's the flashlight that becomes a laser light. And when you hold that laser light intensity on top of the mind feeling image of a goal, and you light it up, you can imagine the clarity of the picture that shows up in your daily life. See, the power of consciousness increases not only with the pictures we hold in our lives, because some people obviously are better at it than others, but why? The reason is that when we learn to be pure, authentic, pure soul consciousness, we can let that love of the divine, love of God flow through us, and we learn to align all that consciousness, particles of us that are conscious, almost like, you know, laser light. I mean, it's not, it's non-spatial, non-time, but it's like, I give a metaphor, aligning all those light lines, the photons, in the same direction from the divine into our life and from our heart back to the divine and looking at the divine in gratitude. I tell you, that is the key secret to manifesting and holding clear pictures. We can teach that. I teach trainings. I teach teachers how to teach other people. We have turnkey systems. We also teach seminars coming up in Bali where we teach the soul awareness training. And that is the fundamental gold chip that gets you to that power of consciousness embodied here. And that requires being totally authentic, honest, and true, and loving yourself as that.
Wow, how beautifully put. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about these seminars out in Bali, and we'll be right back. If you want to call in and ask a question to Ilona, please call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and you can start calling now while we go on break.
Hi, my name is Nelson Brown, and I am a student, author, environmentalist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and minister in the making. Check out The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, my first book in my book series entitled The Beauty in Us, about body positivity and self-acceptance from a male's perspective. Check it out to see how I struggled with my self-image growing up. Check it out on Amazon today in a paperback and ebook format, and follow me on all of my social media platforms at Nelson E. Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Hey, it's Richard Pryor here, your happiness mentor. What do you want? Yes, I want to know and want to help you get it. So go to www.richiepryor.com and click on schedule a chat, and let's talk about how you can design your own life and discover more happiness in this private, no-cost conversation with me. Too many people settle for what they don't want in life. Please don't be one of them. Go to richiepryor.com and let's put an action plan in place to fulfill your dreams.
A new novel that could prevent bullying in schools and avert future school shootings. Saving Grace, A Troubled School by Vivian Chass. For teens and young adults. Available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. For more information on the author, visit her website at www.truthandpc.com. Or you can email her at vivianchass2018@gmail.com. That's vivianchass2018@gmail.com.
Trapped in the darkness of addiction and depression, she tried to commit suicide. Her family and friends stepped into the fog and gave her hope. She would rise to the challenge. After treatment, she created an art journal, which became a book by an author with an unguarded heart. Experience how she learned to be well. Well, a memoir by Alias in Town. Visit www.aliasintown.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have special guest Ilona Stelke, who learned how to manifest at a really young age and is now teaching others to do so. So let's talk about your Shambhala Retreat Center for a few minutes.
Yes, it. You know, I was wondering if you were to ask me a question such as, "How do you set your goals?" You know, and honestly, when I was a child, I just wanted to be like the genie in the Dream of Genie movie, or like Aladdin who could rub the lamp. When I got older, like I remember being in Hawaii and saying, "I want to have my own ashram," and I jokingly said that. And another friend of mine said, "When are you going to build your ashram?" Well, I forgot it until one day, actually, coincidentally, long story short, we were in Hawaii. I'm teaching a seminar to a student who had manifested her life dream and created a retreat center for herself and was now running it. And she invited me to teach there. She used the course Living from Vision to do so. So I thought, of course, perfect place. She said, "Oh, you know, don't go to India, ashrams here, just buy a house here and build here." We did. And then suddenly people come to me and say, "I'm seeing you having a retreat center. I'm, how about this and how about that?" And I'm like, no, I'm not me. And then another person comes, "Hey, you know, we need to build, the ashram, the retreat center, Kambala Retreat Center is right on the ocean in Bali, built itself almost despite me not even focusing on it." Yes, I said yes to the seawall. And then I said, well, maybe another, you know, guest bedroom for my sister when she comes. And then I had to have a gardener. My gardener said, "You know, you should give me a little house to sit in when it rains." That turned into the, and then the guests have to eat, you know, breakfast somewhere. And then it turns into this retreat center large enough for like 30 people, 27 people on average, where we have people transforming their minds and becoming a greater self, learning all these techniques that nobody teaches in school. So we have teachers coming from all over the world running various courses. And of course, I teach seminars there as well. My husband as well. Mm-hmm. My husband and I went on a walkabout looking for a time travel machine. It's a phenomenal thing what happens, and this is what I want to get across, is you can just say things that you want, write them down in a little piece of paper, put them in a wish box, visit them years later. But if you really want to put your, of course, dreams into actions fairly quickly, you need to practice specific steps. And so the retreat center that we have is an outgrowth of me having had a wish, a real wish in my heart. But we lived in Hawaii next to a retreat center, so why bother building one, you know? And I came to Bali and lived next to a retreat center. Why bother building one? I really didn't need to. But the universe also co-creates with us. The dreams and the wishes in our hearts are also in part connected to a higher wish within the universe. And we become the conduits for some of those dreams, I believe. And that was how my book, Wisdom of the Dolphins, was written. I got this message that the universe wants this message out, that dolphins are conscious beings that we can learn from. And I raised my hand and I said, I will write that book. So, of course, I had three other people simultaneously writing the same book. But I was so dedicated and I ran for the line, and I stood with it, and I was, you know, the coincidences start coming in when you are committed. When you're committed to being authentic, to live your dreams, and to listen to who, like to who you really are, to your heart. And when you asked me earlier about authenticity and how it has to do with manifesting, authenticness we can practice every single second. Am I speaking the truth? Am I saying what I mean? Am I open in my heart when I share? But foremost, and I think this is even more important than what I put out, is what I give to myself in silence. The moments of silence, of listening to my good or bad feelings, to my good or bad thoughts, to my deepest heart, happy or sad. When we take time to listen and let that little voice that really wants to be heard come up, and then we can apply tools, and I teach tools, what to do with when it happens to be a bad feeling, depression, or anxiety. They all are really wanting us to go somewhere else. And if we gave them a chance to listen to those parts, we can, we could, and we will, we do. And that's what I help people do is go break through the negative and find out the golden hidden diamond in the rough. And what is that anger wants? Well, in the moment, maybe anger wanted me to get those cars off the road. Well, when I allowed that anger feeling to be the stepping stone to remember what I really wanted, then the anger had a purpose. And the anger became the reminder to step into and say, okay, authentically, I'm feeling upset. I'm feeling angry. What does it really want? Well, if you give me a chance, it's that I really want a clean street. It is usually our left brain, our conditioned mind that jumps in and says, nah, that's not possible. Well, I'm here to tell you, whatever your negative really want, in the end, it's going to be a positive something. Your strength, being loved, to love, to be fulfilled, to be happy. And you can then take the time to create that dream of what you really want. And instead of fighting that anger, instead of me sitting there going, let's just quit, doesn't help anything, I listened to my anger and disappointment and frustration. And I authentically became real with myself and said, what is it you really want? And in that moment, I've opened the doorway to the divine, allowed the dreaming mind to ascend to a higher space. Really, we live simultaneously in parallel dimensions. We live in multiple time zones. The negative sits in a denser vibratory rate, and the positive sits in a higher vibratory rate of the same, what appears same time space, but it's at a higher vibration. So now we have two, and this is, remember this, we need almost these two polarities to make a magic quantum shift. So you have the two. You have the negative and you see the positive and feel it. And then you thank the anger, the frustration, the depression, the hurt, the sadness, the trauma, whatever it was, and thank it for pointing out what you really wanted to achieve. And you move from the negative and you ask it to become part and you absorb it and you say, do you really want that good thing that you really told me just now? And it said, of course. And you say, thank you. Thank you for wanting something so beautiful. And in that moment, you can merge the two, bring them together. And like in a quantum transformation, no two things can occupy the same time space. And the higher embraces the lower, always. The one with greater tolerance can embrace the one with less tolerance, can forgive with more love. So the greater vision can embrace the lower vision, embrace it and take it. And thank it for having pointed out where it really wanted to be. Like me having that pristine, clean, heaven on earth feeling around my house in Hawaii. And that is when the universe steps in. And the more you train your soul to be a pure consciousness, the more you have that laser light aligned, the more this new hologram that you've created will manifest. So usually it can, you know, for many people, manifesting is scary. They wouldn't want to see, like, you know, I open my hand and there it is. They like things to be digestible, you know, like in perfect timing with what they think acceptable. Yeah, exactly. What they deserve, what they feel is right. Mm-hmm. I have trained myself to accept the impossible. My mind no longer jumps in and says, this shouldn't be. I expect the miracle. I love that about the Course of Miracles. You know, but that is something that takes meaning. Yeah, it didn't happen overnight for me. And so we can say, do 5 minutes too much? Is an hour, a day, a year? What is right for me or you or in this moment? What is right? And so you can train yourself in tolerance of having miracles manifest for you. And when you learn that passage, God wants us to be co-creators of the beautiful and create a new, improved version. And that is our job. We're consciousness that is one with the divine and that can exist at two, you know, we exist simultaneously in that pristine oneness with God in oneness is consciousness. And yet we also have the dream to live, the creative part to do. And the divine in its oneness and in its parts is one package deal. And so we just need to learn to open that shaft of the part and the divine communicating within ourselves. And that's how miracles happen. That's how Shambhala manifested. It was like the divine saying, go do it. And it happened. So here we are. We live there half a year at a time. Yeah, travel.
We're just about out of time. I want to make sure that they can get a hold of you. You can find Ilona on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just go to the radio page, and she's there with her photograph, a link to her website, and a link to this interview, which I hope you'll pass on. It has been such a pleasure having you with us today, Ilona.
Yeah. So do you want me to give I would love to give the website for the Bali retreat. Can I
yes,
do that?
Yes, go ahead and give the website. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it's www.soulawarenessretreats.com. Soulawarenessretreats.com. And that's where we teach every single step. And of course, if you Google my name, Ilona Selke, it's with an I, Ilona Selke, you get to all my websites.
Fantastic. So thank you again for being on the show. Thank you for listening in today. Make sure you pass this interview along. It'll be available right back on the same line. And join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.